Produced by M. Roombi and Andy on the vocals. That's It's You alongside Patience by Jerry, playing right here on your best mix of music, 98.4 Caps FM. This is The Lounge. My name is Chow. We've come to the part of the show. I've got my guest in studio, really excited. And it's not his first time either, but I will reintroduce him to you. Before that, however, I just want to tell you that if you are struggling with your mental, emotional wellness, a really good thing to do is to be able to speak up about it and to speak out about it. There are very many ways in which you can take care of it and protect yourself from everything that could trigger or affect your mental and emotional wellness. One place you can speak out, which is safe and it's anonymous, is Bonga. Head on out to bonga.org.k. Those intrusive thoughts, those runny thoughts, those the world is dark and all of that, you know, that sort of thing. If you're going through that, you know somebody is. You could tell also when you look at people's behavior, you could sort of feel like, oh no, this kind of feels, direct them to Bonga. It's as simple as that, because they're professionals who are going to pull out of their toolbox and share tips and tools on how to navigate through what it is you're going through, what you might be going through. Sometimes you just need a listening ear and you don't have anyone around you to speak to. So that's okay. So be sure to Bonga, because, you know, your mental, your emotional wellness is so important, not just to you, but the people around you. Now, you always hear me tell you about being grounded in nature. Listening to music is a great way. Just surrounding yourself with people who have such great energy that even if you're a little low, you can sort of, you know, just rise up if you can. And if you can't, once again, Bonga. And head on out to TikTok, because Bonga and TikTok partnered. And there are amazing stories from people who shared how they have been able to navigate their mental and emotional wellness, come out of situations, or just protect themselves. And speaking of protecting, be sure to protect yourself from anything that might trigger you. There are some situations that could just trigger you. Please take care of your mental and emotional wellness. Be by the water, be in the nature, ground yourself. Even walking barefoot is such a great thing to do. It helps to ground you, all that great stuff. And if you didn't watch the solar eclipse, then no, that's just a joke. But once again, be sure to Bonga. Let me switch gears to my guest who's in front of me, who is a singer, a songwriter, recording and performing artist. He's also a fitness and health enthusiast and has been a lover of music for as long as he can remember. He started his professional music career in January 2022 with his debut single Nakungoja, and you could check him out on SoundCloud, because part one of this story is on the Capital Sound FM SoundCloud channel, and he has released more singles since then which have done really, really well, the latest one being Kitanda Baridi, his best performing single yet. Now, he prides himself as an extraordinary songwriter who comes up with beautiful melodies and captivating lyrics. He's written with big artists in the industry, such as Kinoti, Bien. You know about Bien's pen, right? I was trying not to muddle up because it's just 1, 2, 3, 4. Nikita, just to mention a few. And he's also a performer who delivers quite the show during live performances. So if you haven't caught them, I'm pretty sure after today's conversation and you go to part one, you'll be looking out for him. He's working currently on an EP with different artists and different producers, and he says he can't wait for its release. Thank you so much for joining me, because now I also read that you completed your university degree at JKUAT, that's Jomo Kenyatta University, and you did landscape architecture. Wow, you're not confined to one genre. You write songs and sing songs that revolve around Afrofusion, African R&B, and African pop. Nasibi, welcome back onto the live sessions.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you've done quite a bit since you were here.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a while, and a lot of things have been happening as well.
Yes, so 2022. Yeah. Well, it's been 2 years, but it does feel like it's been a while, right?
Yeah. It's because I was here, I think, 2022, yes. December.
Yes. You were. You were absolutely.
Just 1 year. But yeah, a lot of movement has been happening, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, and congratulations on graduating.
Thank you very much.
That's amazing, and as well as the music that you're doing. So, you know, speaking of graduation, so I'm going to start off with that, because I was just like, okay. So your journey from landscape architecture to music, that intrigued me completely. How did your academic background, if at all, influence your songwriting or performances?
I do feel like I was very lucky in terms of what I decided to do, and I think it's something that is very, it's ingrained in me, because most of the endeavors that I've taken part in have been artistic in nature. So landscape architecture and design is both an art and a science as well. It's one of the few courses that shares those two aspects together, art and science. And the artistic side of landscape architecture has taught me a lot in terms of designing and trying to understand what your viewers want and what your client wants. In architecture, it's the client. In music, is the viewers and the listeners. Yeah, and there are a lot of similarities actually. And I'm happy that I actually chose that course and I was able to see it through, because it has taught me a lot.
Oh, I love that. So I would never have, I'm just like, architecture? Okay. And listen, you're single, most especially Kitanda Baridi, most recent one.
Yeah.
So what's the story behind the creation of that song, and why do you think it's resonating so strongly with your audience?
Yeah, I think, so what happened was, I don't even remember the year. Was it 2022? I think it was 2022. A friend of mine texted me and told me, write a song about Kitanda Baridi, like Kitanda Kwa Baridi. So for the viewers or the listeners who don't understand Swahili, Kitanda Baridi means cold bed, a cold bed. And it's metaphoric and literal in a manner that metaphorically it means you're alone, that you sleep alone, and it's really cold. Even when it's literally hot, it's still cold because you're alone. And literally it means that... Kuna baridi, like, I wrote the song, I released the song in July 2023.
Baridi.
Baridi ilikuwa serious, you know, like, bro, like, you can't sleep. Always ilala tu hivyo. Ukilala peke yako, manzi.
I'm a hot water bottle na socks nyingi.
Hot water bottle, socks nyingi, you know. Yeah, just to keep yourself warm. So, yeah, the song was literal and metaphoric in that sense. And I wrote it and I played it to my brother. And he really loved it and kept telling me that this is the best song he's ever heard from me. And I was like, oh, interesting, because I've written a lot of songs and I've showed him a lot of songs. And so when I got the chance, I ran to studio with it, released it, and people really loved it. It's the best performing single. It's been playlisted on Spotify a couple of times. And yeah, it's doing really well, and has also kind of put me on the map there, in a manner that sometimes when I meet with artists and we share contacts, and later on I share the song, they're like, oh, I've heard this song, kumbe nendo meimba, you know. I'm like, oh, interesting. Yeah, so that's how
that.
It came about. Yeah,
I love that. And that leads me to my next question. Like, I love this, because that's the power of collaboration, when you share your contacts with artists. And you have done quite a bit with artists as well. You know, collaboration seems to be a big part of your creative process.
Yeah.
You've worked with artists like in songwriting, and I was just reading your bio, the artists that I've mentioned. How do these collabos enhance your music, and what do you look for in a musical partner, or did they look for you? I mean, how did it work?
I feel like, and also kind of like to bridge that question that you asked me earlier about the course that I was doing, even in architecture, we do depend on a lot of collaboration. The reason being is, of course, two heads are better than one. So if we have two professionals, two landscape architects who know and have, and you know, artistry is very personal.
Yeah.
The way you'd write a song about the same subject as me would be very different. You'd write something completely different. So you find that subjectivity is very important to us, and I'd like to hear what you have to say, and I'd also like for you to hear what I have to say, and whatever comes is usually very, very beautiful. So for songwriting, I feel the same way. I usually like to, there's a feeling that I can't achieve on my own. If, for example, let me give an example, maybe Kinoti sings songs and writes good music, and no matter how much I try, I can never be another Kinoti. It's just one Kinoti. So I want that part of him, the part that I love, to be part of my music part of my journey. Same thing with Bian, same thing with Nikita. And it's just beautiful when you see artists working together. I believe in collaboration.
I was going to ask, what is it like working with such great names?
It's honestly very humbling, because it's not everyone who gets the opportunity. And you also get to learn that they're humans. You know, sometimes you can hear them, unasikia tu kwa radio ama unaona kwa TV, and you're like, this is crazy. But now when you're there and you see the songs evolving from nothing, from literally nothing.
Like building blocks,
yes,
and stuff.
Yes, there was nothing on the table. And right now there's a whole song that is ready to be released. It's beautiful.
I really love that you've taken the time to share that, because sometimes we have no idea. I mean, if you're in proximity with artists, I have you guys coming on, so I have an idea in the sense that you tell me. But when you talk about being in the room and people, you know, see these artists, they're really huge in what they're doing. And you're like, look, when it starts from the beginning and building it up and that whole process, you know, you're an architect and you talk about bridges. You know, y'all build bridges too.
Yeah.
You know, that's your thing. So let's go to something fun. We've all had those embarrassing moments, mm-hmm. right? What's your funniest onstage? Because you say you like live performances. Mm-hmm. What's your funniest onstage mishap? And how did you recover like a pro? Recover like a pro. That's where
recover
it ends.
Like a pro. Okay, let me think. The funniest thing that happened to me on stage will have to be, I think it was my first performance. My first performance, I had never been on stage before. And initially, before I went to the performance, I was like, I'm going to invite people. Maybe like 20 people tops are going to come. Because at that time, I'd only released one single. And So I was like, if I get 20 people as an audience, I'm ready for this. I just wanted to sing, and I just wanted to put my art out there. So when the booking came, it got to around, was it like 80 or 70 people? And I was surprised. I was like, I wasn't ready for this many people. So fast forward to the venue. So at the venue, we do the sound check. The gig starts. Before the gig starts, my pianist calls me and tells me, so they are late. He's always late. So he calls me and tells me that drummer, the guy who's supposed to play the drums for me, I'm umia, I'm end of hospitali. So your gig kidogo itakuwa something that we haven't practiced for. So hapo I start sweating, nimeshaanza kutensa, I'm wondering what's gonna happen next. So finally they land, and they were just joking, they were trying to play a sick prank on me. So the gig starts, and as the gig is starting, I am literally shaking. I'm wearing the woolen denims, the denims that have wool inside. So it's fairly warm and it's at night. So it's my first time. There are a lot of people. All eyes are literally on me. So nimeshika mic na mikono mbili, and I'm literally trembling, but I'm trying not to show that I'm trembling and that I'm tensed. So the minute I started singing, I don't even remember the first song that I sang, but the minute I started singing, my mouth dried up. Completely, like
you just felt it dry up.
It dried up. I took water, nothing. My lips were dry, and then I started sweating. So I'm trembling and I'm sweating, and my lips are dry. I do not understand what is going on.
Your body's like confusion galore.
I'm confused, my guy. So I'm there. I'm trying to make it seem like I'm okay. And as the gig continues, I finally took my jacket off, took the mic off the stand, and pretended like it was part of the show. Me being all
vulnerable.
Vulnerable, yeah, because the song that I was singing, normally as I start a set, I like starting it slow and building the tempo and momentum. So the song that at that time when I was trembling and all cooped up on the mic, it was very slow song. So I just pretended like it was part of the act.
Well, that's a recovery like a pro. And, you know, speaking of drying up, this is another one. If you're stranded on a desert island,
mm-hmm.
okay, with only one of your songs to listen to, which one would it be?
I'd say the first song, Nakungoja.
Nakungoja. Well, makes sense. You're stranded on a desert island.
I didn't think of that. Yeah.
No, it just, when you said it, I just thought, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, finally, before we get to listen to you, you know, you're a fitness and health enthusiast. Do you find any parallels between maintaining physical health and nurturing your musical career. And finally, you're working on an EP.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really exciting for us to listen to. Can you give us a sneak peek into what we can expect, not in terms of songs, but maybe in terms of themes or maybe collaborations, if you can, or musical experimentation, if you can?
Okay. Okay. So, The first question was about
the parallels.
I feel like one thing that is very evident in terms of fitness and taking care of your health is consistency. If you take care of your health for 1 month, it's not going to do you any good. If you do it for 3 months, it's not going to do you any good. You have to do it for a long time and do it consistently. You have to be committed to taking care of your health. So I feel like it's the same idea in terms of music. If I write songs for 3 months, it's not going to do me any good. If I practice my vocals for 3 months, it's not going to do me any good. I have to do it for a long time. I have to be consistent and committed. It's I think that's the most evident similarity in terms of taking care of your health, taking care of your body, and doing your music or taking care of your craft. If you're an artist, if you're a singer, if you're a poet, same story.
And finally, just before we get into to your singing, because we want to have you do your thing, can you give us any sneak peeks into maybe themes?
I'd say the
for your EP.
Yeah, I think what you'll find is that I am not afraid to experiment.
I love that.
That is all I can tell you. I won't tell you about the collaboration.
Okay.
I want you to be a surprise.
No. Yeah.
I won't tell you about the producers. I want it to be a surprise as well. But you will find that there's a lot of experimentation in terms of genres of music, styles of singing. I want to do it all and find what I'm really good at. I'll never know what I'm good at if I just stick to one genre or stick to one style of singing or one way of recording. I have to explore and kind of find my footing in the industry.
All right. Well, Nasibi's on the live sessions. It's coming right up. I know you're like, Char, you talk too long. Listen, listen, we had to find out, though. You know, we had to find out. And, of course, for part one, check out the Capital FM SoundCloud channel to listen to part one of my conversation with Nasibi, which was in December 2022. Part two, of course, in April of 2024. And now we get to hear him sing coming right up in just a couple of seconds. Nasibi on the live session.
The live sessions on the Capital Lounge.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Nasibi once again, and I'm just here to serenade your ears for a bit, and I'm going to do two songs. The first one is one that we've talked about a couple of times on the show. It's called Kitanda Baridi, and if you're alone, in fact, it's very rainy outside right now, so if you're alone right now, unasikia baridi, kitanda ni baridi, or you're alone, let this song comfort you. And PS, it's also available on streaming platforms, so even after I'm done, you'll be able to listen to it at night time. Otaki watu wajue, it's sad nigga hours. Unzasikia peke yako, I got you. Nasibi got you. Here we go.
I hate all your lies, 'cause somehow you're not by my side. I miss all the light when our hearts and lips collide. I hate all the times that you are not next to me. I'm missing you under my sheets. Ningetaka ni kuone mami. So I'll call your phone to tell you that I'm all alone. Usiposhika, I'll be at your door. 'Cause it's cold outside alone tonight. Nakitanda ni baridi. I'll try to fight, maybe you'll let me in. Nataka nikushike mkono, but you keep pushing me away. All the eyes inside your soul will make me go away. Jukitanda ni baridi. Mm-hmm. When I close my eyes, I remember what you said to me, that there's no place that you'd rather be. Lakini sasa hauko na mi. I thought that I'd be the one to hold your hand. I'd understand when your woman's tuck you in bed, bring you some coffee and kiss on your head. On Friday alone, na najua hauna gafom, so nitajipa, and I'll be at your door. Cause it's cold outside alone tonight, na kitanda ni baridi. I'll try to fight, maybe you'll let me in. Nataka nikushike mkono, but you keep pushing me away. All the ice inside your soul will make me go away. Jukitanda ni baridi. Oh, 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 oh.
Ooh. Yeah, that was Kitanda Baridi. And yes, that is my latest single, and I hope you enjoyed it. Once again, it's available on all streaming platforms, Kitanda Baridi by Nasibi. And the next song that I'll be performing is one that I released in 2022 as well. It was my second single, and I'm in love with that song. And I reached at a very vulnerable time, and I'd want for you guys to listen to it, listen to the words, and feel the music. Once again, it's also available on all streaming platforms, so have a listen. So this song is called Stay. Yeah, you listen to the story of the song. I don't have to explain it. You'll just hear me sing it.
It's time to leave. Stay, cause you know I wanna do this again. It's time to go down and pray, cause you know I'm gonna fight till the end. And you can eat until you've had your fill. You can do it all over again. It's time to leave. Stay. Stay with me tonight. Where you lay with me, make it alright. Nataka malazi inukie urembo wako. Ndoni napoota usiku inivutie tu kwako. O utasema unanipenda lini. Ndo tutaenda Ulayani, Argentina, Tahiti. Oh, that's a dream. Ooh, best believe I prayed for this. Are you crazy the way I'm crazy? It's time to leave. Stay, cause you know I wanna do this again. It's time to go down and pray, cause you know I'm gonna fight to the end. And you can eat until you've had your fill. Mama, do it all over again. It's time to leave. Stay. Waliniambi unawapenda wote na mimi sikutoshi. wakaniagiza sikuagizika mikono misioshi huku wasichana wamenicheza na sijachoka. Beg you please, don't you be so hard on me. Oh, utasema unanipenda lini, ndo tutaenda layani ya Amerika, ni ahidi that that's a dream. Best believe I am staying. Let's be crazy the way I'm crazy. It's time to leave, stay, cause you know I wanna do this again. It's time to go down and pray, cause you know I'm gonna fight to the end. And you can eat until you've had your fill. Mama, do it all over again. It's time to leave, stay. Ay, ay, ay.
Nasibi on the live sessions. Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't wait for your EP.
Me too.
Ready to be surprised.
You will be.
I'm ready to be surprised.
You will be. And I'll be back here to serenade you guys once again.
Of course.
Yeah.
Once that EP comes out?
Yeah.
Do you know when? Do you have an idea when?
In the next... Let me just say this year.
I don't want
to give people false hopes.
Okay. Yeah, but please, don't make false promises or false hopes. We ain't about that here.
This year, something will definitely be here for you guys.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your gift.
Thank you for
having
me.
Can't wait for the next conversation.
Me too.
And the next serenade.
Me too.
Thank you so much. I don't know if you saw people. I'm pretty sure Ava saw people just stopping by to watch you sing. So thank you.
That's nice. That's nice.
Sun came out. You came out. Oh, that's great.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
It was lovely.
All right. We're going to do a quick changeover. So I'm going to ask you to sit and not leave, you know, because you got to watch the news since you did what you did.
For sure.
We're going to flex a little.
For
just
sure.
A little bit. Because we can't do what you did. And of course, we're going to do that quick changeover. And Nasibi's going to be up on the live sessions. You're going to catch that on SoundCloud, rather, in a little while. My name is Cha. I gotta thank you so much for being absolutely amazing. Have yourself a fantastic Sunday. I do believe Football Sundays is on the way. What Baby Love. We've also got DJ Adrian is coming up with Soul Groove. The reggae continues with One Love. That's DJ Raz Luigi and the Capital Jazz Club from 7 o'clock. Thank you. God bless you. Take care. Ciao.